Commentator Irshad Manji says many Americans are unaware of President Bush's quiet diplomatic skills, which helped him to win the freedom of an Egyptian democracy activist.
Cast your mind back to spring 2003. In the same week that America launched military action in Iraq, the president's own quiet diplomacy helped convince Egypt to release a democracy activist from prison. The activist's name was Saad Ibrahim. For more than 2 years, Ibrahim had been shuttled between jail and court, court and jail, each time being tried on flimsy charges and receiving harsh sentences. Because Egypt is the second largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid, Bush knew he had leverage. And he used that leverage behind the scenes to free Ibrahim. How? Well, first, Bush canceled a $130 million increase in aid to Egypt. Then, with word of that decision, the president included a letter protesting Ibrahim's latest conviction. In Cairo, bureaucrats and intellectuals went berserk over Bush's intervention. But not everybody complained. In fact, 100 liberal Arabs from around the world followed Bush's lead. They sent the Egyptian government their own letter to support Saad Ibrahim, the democracy activist Bush went to bat for. A few months later, Egypt announced a new trial for Ibrahim, and after that trial, the government cleared Ibrahim once and for all. In short, Egypt's loudest advocate of democracy regained his vital voice, without any hard ammo being fired. Clearly, President Bush understands the value of exercising non-military power. Reducing George W. Bush to a congenital warmonger is as simplistic as his detractors accuse him of being. Two wrongs don't make a right. And you don't need to be an evangelical Christian to know that.
Irshad Manji wrote The Trouble with Islam. She lives in Canada.